Blog Talk Radio.
Show title.
My favorite CBD series.
We're going to have a remix of that clip pretty soon in about a month. Sawed off beaver.
So we have two of us saying it.
Oh my God. So just a quick story about that. Mm-hmm. I was listening back to the episode and.
Play some background music on for your story.
Pulling my vagina.
Wait, what?
Pulling my vagina. Pulling my vagina.
You gotta
go.
Hello. I'm mixing
yeah.
it.
So I was listening to this on the subway, and also the Rob remix and the Sid remix were great. And my train was stuck. It was stuck between Atlantic Avenue and the bridge. And it was the end of the day. I had just gone out to eat with my friend. And I ate so much, and I was sitting on the train, and I had to take a shit so bad, and it was just stuck there for like 30 minutes, and I was listening to this and laughing, and I was like, oh my God, I'm going to shit myself.
Turn it off!
I had
to. Then you would have really had poo in your vagina.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, the irony.
At that point, you go in between train cars and just let it fly.
No, I can't do that. No.
You'd rather shit yourself?
I didn't have anything to wipe my ass. I can't just put my underwear on after I shit.
Why not? Use your underwear to wipe your ass.
Yeah,
throw it out.
It's not enough. Pulling my vagina.
Better than shitting yourself with your underwear and pants all covered.
It's okay. Like, even if it's like a little turtle head, I can like suck it back in.
Oh, okay. Suck it back in?
You can make it go back in with my...
I got you. I don't have that kind of bowel control.
Sphincter muscles.
When my shit wants to come out, it's coming out. I have like a 15-minute
window. You have to do
Kegels
for your butt.
Yeah, we've talked about that, Darren. It's weird. You also don't sit on the pooper for 20 minutes, which I'm just...
Never.
Like, you're missing out on so much life.
There's one instance where I do sit on the pooper for a while. That's when I have... If I've eaten a gigantic meal or something shitty that I shouldn't have eaten, mm-hmm. I find that, like, the poo doesn't come out consistently, and, like, it's in stages.
Yeah.
So that's when I'll go.
That's every day of my life, sir.
I was going to say, this explains a lot, because this is all the time for me.
Yeah. Since that was me at the start of this show. We've done the show for almost nine years.
I thought you meant, like, earlier.
No. This series of shows.
Yeah, he did run to the bathroom.
I have changed my diet so much. Part of being in a long-term relationship and living with someone who cooks great food, I think, is one part of it. But also, like, I just focused more. That wasn't me, by the way.
No, that was Noah reacting to your diet.
Yeah.
My diet is, so, like, 1,000 times better. I used to have to, like, find the nearest toilet all the time, no matter where I was. I used to panic getting on trains and stuff, you know. And now that almost never happens. This still happens occasionally, but almost never.
Great.
I always thought it was just something wrong with me. Like, I thought that's just how my bowels...
Yeah, I did notice, like, when I was on that low-carb diet or whatever, my poos were way more constant and much quicker. So I could see what you're saying. Like, when there's no garbage for your body to process,
yeah.
It really takes in all the nutrients, and there's very little waste left.
And it's not working overtime either. It's not churning. You don't feel the muscle spasms all the time. That's a lot of what that shit is. It's like gas getting trapped in there. And also your organs move around doing this stuff, and the less they have to churn, you know, the less discomfort you have there.
I still have a lot of discomfort.
Well, you enjoy yourself.
Yeah. I'm not complaining too much.
Is it worth it, the food you eat? Is it worth the pain?
For like, you know, 22 hours out of the day, yes. Those other two are a little rough.
You're on the bowl 2 hours a day?
No, I would have just...
Well, you're not shitting, but you're on the bowl.
Worst case scenario.
You got the
I will say I spend, on a weekday, I will spend at least...
Look at how big it is.
At least an hour taking a shit.
Wow. One shit?
No. Cumulatively
combined?
Throughout the day.
Throughout
yeah.
the day? That's a long... Well,
like
hour.
In the morning,
you bring
I just...
your laptop in there? Like you're doing metal injection work?
Not my laptop, but I mean, I've done work on my phone. Like, I've answered emails.
Conference calls?
No, I've never done a conference call.
What?
No.
I refuse to believe
What
that.
Do you mean? What if you're talking and then you shit? Like, you hear... I don't want that going over.
But
that
there's
got to
be conference calls where you're mostly listening and you just put it on mute.
And I have to, like...
What does that call?
That's like,
yeah, but there's the
month?
What if like they I'm asked a question and I absolutely have to respond and I'm in the middle of like
yeah
like
it's very unlikely that they would hear that.
Yeah, but even still, like
you're
when
flushing
when
you're
shitting you push.
Yeah.
So like
I gotta
you're talking like Macho Man.
The fourth quarter financial
control the pushing. That's like something you have to make yourself do.
Why would I want to do this?
You're on a conference call.
Yes, so I wait to shit until the end of the conference call.
You're using mute. I've done that. Yeah. I've talked to people on the phone.
I've had to piss and like I will mute it while I'm pissing. But never, I would never take a shit. Even if I'm in the middle of the call, I could wait it out. I've had it where it's like,
are
oh,
you just saying
this
because you think business partners are listening to the show
yes.
and they'd be disgusted by you?
If business partners were listening to the show, they would be gone long ago.
He tweaks his nipples. That's it. We're done.
We're taking our business to Lambo.
I am as upfront as possible.
They fired off a letter. Metal injection. Immediately fire Robert Pezboni.
No, I've never done the shit thing. No, I can't do that. I also
Did you try?
It's a meditative place for me. It's like I need to focus. I need to relax. I need to be calm so that my butt can safely expand and the poop can come through. It's not conducive to a stressful environment of a conference call.
Your conference calls are that stressful?
Well, you gotta be on your feet. You can't. I don't want to be distracted. I need to focus on the poop. And whatever's on Instagram while I'm pooping.
Yeah, we're answering emails. Same thing. Come on, for me, next time. Next time you have a conference call.
No.
When's your next conference call?
Just make a fake conference call.
Yeah.
How about we have a conference call?
Okay.
I'll
mandatory shitting for everyone.
And then we can all comment on like if we can hear each other.
That'll be what the conference call is about, is the shit that we're taking.
I had a friend who used to call just to like chat once in a while. And he would always wait till almost the end of the conversation to let me know he had been on the toilet the whole time. It's like, are you specifically doing this so you could tell me at the end that you were shitting this whole time?
That's like
I never knew. I never heard plops.
That might be like a fetish.
I don't know.
Maybe he wanted you to know, like he was imposing his shit will on you.
His name was Shit Will. So I guess if that's what it is, I'm glad to have helped.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Without, as long as you didn't know about it,
no.
It's okay, right?
No. Sometimes I'd get revenge by doing the same to him, and instead of telling him that's what I was doing, it was just at the end of the call, he would hear a flush. That's how I let him know.
You know, you are notorious for getting revenge on people for their bodily functions done in your person, in your area.
You know, I don't have many tools at my disposal.
That's his, like, superpower.
Yeah. That and just being a horrible person.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's all I've got.
I can't. I can't do the peeing maybe sometime, but no, I'm not. I stay away from the bathroom on a
I poop so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, for sit. I think we got Deuterino on the line. Deuter.
Hello.
Hey, what's
there?
Up? It's Deuterino.
Popping.
And you know Rob is taking his shit while he was on a conference call with Jose Mangan, just to remind him when he comes up.
I've never had a conference call with Jose Mangan.
Jose Mangan's a piece of.
Is he still alive, that guy?
It's bleak, yeah. So it's okay.
I love Jose Mangan.
Bullshit.
Bullshit.
What's going on, Deuter?
Not much. I finally got a day off of work that the show is playing on the same day, so. That's refreshing. Funny you were actually talking about shitting beforehand. Before the show started, I was actually repairing the toilet seat on my toilet because my overweight grandma broke it.
How overweight is she?
Baba Deuterino.
Doesn't quite fit them.
I don't know. I've never seen her on a scale. Well, she's kind of wheelchair bound, so the most she can really do is get from like one chair to another.
No, but like ballpark.
I don't know. She's probably like 280 or something, 260.
Oh, that's not so bad.
Yeah, I weigh more than that.
When you said over, I thought you meant like,
okay.
like my 600-pound life or something.
Okay, Rob didn't sit on my toilet, but hey.
No.
Oh! I'm decent.
What do you think your grandma was doing on there when she broke
that? What was she doing? One of two things.
She was at a conference.
She was blowing it up.
You got a 50-50 here. It's like millionaire.
I think she was just making a 90-degree turn, and then it just snapped the fixture that was on the back of it.
Oh, I see. So did you get like a fancy new toilet seat, anything, or just a plain old one?
Plain old one. However, when I went to Lowe's to go buy it, the lighting in there was kind of poor, and my original toilet's like off-white, eggshell white, and this one that I bought is like bright white. So aside from that, it just looks out of place and dumb.
I mean, it's probably better.
So does it look, you're implying that it looks like your toilet has been shat on.
It looks,
it's a darker shade of white.
It doesn't look like it could be on HGTV.
Not fresh.
No.
I've
not
seen these,
toilet.
These like toilet seat attachments now. I've never used it, but it's like a bidet. A bidet on your toilet bowl.
Oh, that's what I had at the Ritz. Like a little hose at the side of the...
A little hose?
It was on the bowl. So it was like it wasn't a separate bowl.
Like that thing when you go to the dentist.
Yes, except for your anus.
But no.
For your turd cutter.
Do you use the squatty potty? Marino, are you familiar with that?
I've tried it on individual times, but I've never really noticed a significant difference. Blah, tongue tied today.
I definitely notice a difference when I elevate my legs. And actually, Israeli Guy posted a video on our Facebook page, facebook.com/metalinjectionlivecast, where it like explains why it helps. Like we're supposed to.
It shows you the science behind it.
Yeah.
And it's actually
like
a very clever marketing campaign.
And it works.
Because it's about, you know, poop. They don't show poop.
Well, it's
gross.
Just like, it looks like a unicorn with the same, like, butt juice that Bruno has. Sometimes
that's not kosher.
Okay, no. It's the unicorn shits out like rainbow ice cream. So it's not.
No, not in that video. It looks like
oh,
butt
it must
juice.
Have been a different video. The official...
Butt juice.
All right, maybe we have different opinions on what butt juice looks like.
Yeah, I think that's the issue.
If I ever have a grind ban, I'm like butt juice.
Now, Judarino, you mentioned in the chat you have a chance to meet David Mustaine today?
Okay, so what's happening is it's kind of like a metal burger place called the Grill and Mall. They're having his one anniversary of his incredibly shitty beer. And apparently all you can do to get stuff signed by him, you can't bring individual Megadeth stuff. It just has to be these, like, shitty flyers, like 10x8. He'll only sign those that are just advertising his beer. And I don't know. I thought of, like, possibly going down wearing a robber shirt and trolling him.
Well, first of all, I doubt the robber shirt is going to mean anything to him. But bless
you. You don't know. Don't
have
to show yourself.
Photo of him with that. But I will say, though, like, he's within his right, though, not to want to sign any Megadeth stuff. Like, he's being brought there to promote his beer, and it's like, who cares? I'm just like, whatever. You should just do it for the photo, so we have a social media post.
You could wear a Robba shirt, though, when you're taking the photo.
Yeah, that's what
yeah,
he was saying.
I wonder.
Hopefully the line's not too blown out now. It's a small-ass restaurant.
Yeah, you get to eat Grill 'Em All. It's a great, great burger spot.
Are you all
the
right?
The burger they're actually advertising for him actually looks really delicious.
You're very, very like Francesa-esque with your blowing into the mic today. Are you all right?
Wow. Oh, sorry about that.
No, I'm just asking. I'm not. It doesn't. Not a big deal. I'm just curious.
That's just how I talk. Okay.
Okay. That reminded me actually that, and also talking about like being on the phone while doing something else with the conference call. It reminded me of a clip that I found of Francesa. It's very short. It's like if the guy called Mike Francesa and like kind of trolled him, like let me just play it.
The Diet Coke troll.
Hey, Mike, how you doing today?
What's happening?
I'm going to miss you when you're gone, and I hope, I wish you the very best of luck.
Right.
I have a, last week, you made a comment about Max Vesters and the way how he commented during the ALDS, correct?
I said he was too wordy, that's what I said.
Well, I think you're a little bit wrong on that. He just
okay, listen, Peter, you know what, today is not a day for that. You know what, we could debate that some other time. Today is about the game and about, we're now from the game. I'm not spending a lot of time on someone who's not here and isn't a part of the action here. So, listen, we'll discuss that some other time. You can call me when there's a nice slow day and we'll discuss whether you like his style or don't like his style, but I'm not interested in it today. Benny and Nyack, what's up, Benny?
Hey, Mikey, miss you on Channel 4. I can't believe you're gonna leave us here. But you've been an inspiration for years. Was at the game last night. Incredible atmosphere. But I'm still sick. The weather was cold. I'm lying here in bed with my partner. We have a question about the crowd. The crowd noise, Mike.
Back here. Listen. Thanks for the call. Jason and Clifton, what's up? That was going nowhere. I know that. Jason, what's up, Jason?
Oh, come on.
Hey, Mike, you know, with the Yankees.
No, there was a, I'm sorry. I got okay. The, there was a whole thing where he went off on, I don't want to hear about your partner. I don't want to know about what you're doing with your partner. It was like a whole long thing. I guess the video is removed in short version.
Weird.
Right. Yeah, you got triggered right. By the word partner. You could probably just ad lib, and it'll probably be pretty accurate to what he actually said.
Yeah, so partner, you know, you're your partner. You can do whatever you want. This is a sports show.
Listen, okay, marriage is between a man and a woman. All right, partner, that was partners of a business. You do it. You want to be open a business, open a hardware.
Look, I don't need to know about you using the Yankees jersey as your cum rag, okay? You and your partner just keep it to yourself. Look, whatever jersey you want as a cum rag, I just don't need to know about it, okay?
But especially not a Yankee jersey. Traditionally, I was a boy. My father took me up the major field. Went to Yankee Stadium, okay? Mickey Mantle, Whitey Ford, okay? Tony Lazzari. These are the traditions of New York baseball. Okay, using that as a cum rag, I should a semen. I don't want to say cum. That's a disgusting word. Okay, a semen rag, using that to wipe off
a semen napkin.
Using that to wipe
don't
off.
Say the, ejaculate.
Don't say ejaculate. Yes, you're. Thank you, caller. You're. Thank you, and thanks for the call. You're ejaculate. You're ejaculate. You're wiping off your ejaculate. With a Yankees towel? A Yankees towel? I mean,
a jersey.
You're a fool. You're a fool. This is why I don't take calls. You waited 90 minutes to get to me. And you're talking about wiping your ejaculate with your partner. With your partner. What about the other guy that called about edging? What was that? What is edging, Mons?
It's when you're get that edgy back guy in line.
Not to come, you stop.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you don't come and you keep getting to the edge. Oh, okay. Very real good. Okay.
That would be amazing if a caller called into Mike Francis and I'd be like, Mike, how do you feel about edging? You know, I've been hearing a lot about this.
Well, Mike, it's Jersey Johnny. How do you like edging?
Hey, what are your thoughts on edging? We talked about the edging outbreak in Major League Baseball.
I think you're talking about, if I understand correctly, right? Like when the guy edges off first base when he's trying to get a lead. Is that what you're talking about?
The Cleveland edging.
And what is this?
I'm
going to
go try out this edging back.
I mean, I know the 80s metal band.
He wouldn't know that either.
Yeah, no. What
is docking? Docking. I mean, like maybe
that's
years
like,
ago.
That's where you parked the truck, right?
Hey, Mon, you like docking with docking?
You know, the players had to work two jobs because they didn't make no money. They'd work at the docks. They call that docking. Docking. Well, Mons, what is the docking? Mons, what's the docking?
Mons likes to listen to Doc and all he's docking.
Mike, that's when two guys, one guy puts his foreskin around the other guy's penis. Whoa, what? What are you talking? That's disgusting. And they use a Yankees jersey to do it. What? That's disgraceful.
I hope they do a YouTube series like this. Like, you know, Rob, you always post those, like, kids reacting to Marilyn Manson or whatever.
Yeah.
Mike Francis. to like Urban Dictionary terms.
I would love for him to do, like, when he's retiring now.
Yeah.
Do like a Dr. Ruth or Dr. Drew like sex show. He gives people sex advice.
When do you think the sexual harassment accusations against him are going to come out?
Oh, you think? I would love that.
The problem is
are there any
women?
Yeah, I was going to say. Like,
it would be
women.
Susan Waldman. That would be it.
Well, here's the thing. He strikes me as a pretty asexual guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not that he isn't attracted to women, but he strikes me as like sports is his, you know, mistress. I mean,
I don't know. It seems those are always the types with the really fucking.
Yeah, how do you know? Look
on.
At all these
that's true.
Allegations I'm coming out. You just
That's why they don't hire women in sports radio.
Yeah, is that really true? I didn't even know that.
Probably. All the guys are probably like pigs.
Mm-hmm. Well, they
you
gotta have
sit on my casting couch first.
Yeah,
I feel exactly. There's probably less women. It's not like Hollywood where your famous director or whatever. Who is that director that just came out?
James Toback.
I follow.
I have no idea what he's done.
This is not a humble brag, but I follow a bunch of news outlets on Twitter. Not a humble brag, okay? I follow a bunch of news.
Is one of them Lamb Goat?
Yes, of course.
Sorry,
well, he said news.
Yeah. Anyway, so like they're all posting about this. Every photo I've seen of this guy, and I've never heard of it. It's like, oh yeah, this guy's a creep.
Handsome guys don't have to sexually harass because people actually want to fuck him.
He looks like a raw sausage with a top hat.
Oh.
By the way,
is he actually wearing a top hat, or is that how his hair looks?
12 director credits. Only two of them I've ever heard of. The Pickup Artist is one.
Okay.
And Bugsy. Oh, no, he didn't.
God.
Sorry, he wrote Bugsy.
He won an Oscar for that.
He wrote Bugsy.
Yeah.
He didn't direct Bugsy.
Did he write anything else notable?
Let's see.
Because, like, the name looked familiar, but I couldn't really place what the hell he's known for.
The Big Bang? No. That's a documentary. That's it.
We
two
had
two girls
video.
And a guy. I've never.
Nothing else I've ever heard
you,
of.
So you were in his presence?
Yeah.
Did he mention to you how... he has a role for you?
He did not ask me to tweak his nipples while he stares into my eyes. He did not ask for that.
He just did it. He didn't ask.
Yeah, I was going to say, at least he asked. He's one notch down from Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
Defending that in any way, but it's better than just doing it.
It's weird how all of these guys, like, just their pickup line, one constant is the pickup line is talking about how all these other women slept. Like that's their life.
That's a plus somehow.
Well, I guess it's like the resume. Like, look at the great careers these people have had because they let me fuck them.
Right.
You could be the next
one. But is that really what a woman needs to, like...
She's just cutting to the chase. She's like, I know there's
disgusting.
No way in the world you'd want to do this.
Right.
But there's money in it for you, so how about it?
He's dispensing with charming them.
Yeah, because he knows that there's no charm.
Saying, I can do something for you.
Yeah. It's a business transaction.
So here are some of the type of questions you ask these women. How often do you masturbate? Which is like, a little
that's
inappropriate.
Like in an audition.
A little inappropriate.
So far it just sounds like the live cast. Go on.
Yeah.
But we're not casting anybody.
Yeah.
We're asking each other.
And we're not asking. We're not in a position of power over the people we ask.
We could hang up on them.
Oh, Sid's right.
When was the last time we even asked?
Yeah,
I
don't
know.
You read him back on the line. I want to know how often he masturbates right now.
Did you spit on me from all the way over there?
This is something he's very passionate about. Okay, here's some more questions. How much pubic hair do you have?
What?
How do you quantify
how
that?
How do you quantify?
I have 11,853 pubic
hair. Well, I guess it's like shaved, not shaved.
Oh,
gotta,
so that's not how much. That's what the state it's in.
He said that he couldn't properly function unless he jerked off several times a day.
The quotes are in
quotes
the
are
article.
Jerked
because you made air quotes. I didn't know
jerked,
if that was
that,
your
jerked,
editorial decision or the article.
No. Which, I mean, I could sympathize with such a thought.
But
I wouldn't tell.
Tell
yeah.
Yeah.
And also, again, like, isn't that like the worst pickup line? Like, hey, how you doing? I just need to jerk off a couple of times a day.
Right, but he's
trying to help me out.
Yeah, he's not jerking off.
He's not trying to, like, he's not in the traditional role of someone trying to pick up a woman
but
at a bar. He's like, again, like,
so he's trying to use his power, right?
He's being creepy and he's throwing it out there. Like,
he probably gets, like that's a part of him getting off is
yes.
being creepy and the woman having to go mm-hmm. along.
Right, I agree with that. That's what I think Harvey yeah. Weinstein did too.
The same.
Well, the Harvey Weinstein thing is much creepy. He's much more.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. I think the same thing crazy. Is going on though.
Well, with this, like here, there are stories where like he would dry hump a woman for 2 seconds and then. Visibly come.
He comes in his pants after. Like, can you imagine someone just coming up to your leg, humping it, and
I
coming?
I can't imagine being that level of like. I need to like focus to come. You
yeah.
know,
yeah,
like,
that quick.
Yeah, like
the
I can't.
Of fabric.
Yeah, it takes a little bit of time to even like get the blood flowing. Even.
Yeah.
I guess you got to go in knowing you're going to hump this person and work yourself up. Like,
yeah, I guess.
The thrill is in the chase.
Well, maybe
like,
he's not even getting hard. Maybe he's just dribbling out of his flaccid cock.
That's true.
Maybe
you don't necessarily have to be erect.
He's old and incontinent. This is what it is. I think we've gotten he's innocent of all charges. Mm-hmm. The man has never once ejaculated on any of these women. He just
really?
Uses it as a cover for his incontinence. It's like, no, I didn't piss myself. I jerked off.
It's like that guy. We covered this a few years ago. The story of the guy who orgasms like hundreds of times a day.
And oh
it's
yeah,
his
yeah,
dick
yeah.
disease and like the video footage is him just like, ah.
He's really seeing.
That's this guy.
Mons, what is this? 100 times a day? This guy comes out. What is this? What does incontinence mean, by the way? It's what you have, Mikey.
Mons, what is that? Help me out. Oh, that's the thing we do the ads for. They do diapers. They don't diapers every day.
The people.
The Harvey Weinstein stuff has been really like these guys are such fucking creeps.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
they, you don't have to be such a you're a fight. Like, look, go get a high
class.
Of course,
they don't have to.
Yeah.
But they can.
Right, you're
yeah.
thinking
yeah.
of it as a normal, rational person. Like, it's like. They're enjoying this predatory action. Like, that's
right.
the whole point of it.
Yeah, no, I they enjoy that they can get away with it.
Yes.
Like, that's what the erotic... It's gross.
Disgusting.
That
actually, Trump is the same thing. Trump with the grabbing
yeah,
the pussy.
Or just boobage, side
like
boobage.
Walking in on Miss Universe contestants in their
yep.
changing room because he owns the pageant.
Right, so then you go, oh, well, he's got, you know, a beautiful wife and blah, blah, blah. Why does he have to do it? He doesn't have to do that. He enjoys it.
And the point is he doesn't respect women, so why would he give a shit about his beautiful wife?
Right, that too.
It's completely irrelevant.
But I think the point of saying that is that, like, well, if you can get a woman like that because you're a billionaire, why do you have to harass these people? Because the harassment
also,
is the point.
And
yeah.
also it's a cover for your harassment.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be like, no, of course I didn't do it. I have a beautiful wife,
right.
obviously.
That's what predators do. Also interesting that his excuse, this director, what was his name again?
James Toback.
Don't work with this guy. Reportedly claimed that for the last 22 years, it had been, quote, biologically impossible for him to engage in the behavior described by the women, saying he had diabetes and a heart condition.
What does that mean?
So you can't get a boner?
You can't rub off on some broad because
yeah. you got a heart condition.
Dribble in your pants.
You can't make women feel uncomfortable.
Oh, that required medication. So maybe the medication. I don't know. Bull.
By the way.
But when 38 women come forward,
yeah.
though, all these 38 women are just looking to get famous,
right,
by the way.
Just like Cosby.
Just, yeah.
Yeah.
There is a picture of James Toback in which he looks like a dead ringer for Kevin Sullivan.
Oh, absolutely. Like, yeah. he looks like every creep. He just, everybody. He looks like. The Tropic Thunder, you know, the character Tom Cruise is playing, the creepy, that's what he looks like. Probably based on him. You know what?
Okay, so now they're just like showing the names of all these like no-name actors just to get to Dave McShane, right?
Yeah.
What did they say, like, under his name?
Featuring the voice of
the... Oh, the voice of... Not even the actor.
Consider this your celebration. Welcome.
That was it.
It's like when he's whining about Lars Ulrich. It's the voice.
Why'd you keep my dog?
That was James.
I just want to be loved by everybody.
Ugh, anyway.
That's not what I said.
Did you get passes to the screening?
There's no screening. It's straight to VOD. Comes out Halloween.
Have you ever thought what I've been through?
It's actually an extra for the next Megadeth album.
Oh.
Extra feature.
I'd give anything for that chance.
Oh. Sad mistake.
Yeah.
I'd give anything for that chance.
And also, speaking of jerk-offs, I wanted to play this one Alex Jones clip. Okay. Now,
is he going to talk about sex, talk about pee-pee?
Sort of. This clip makes me almost not want to play Alex Jones clips anymore.
Why?
Because to me, it feels like he's in on the joke.
Oh, I definitely think he's in on it.
Like,
he's trolling.
I mean, yeah, like he knows, like at this point, he knows there are people like us who mock.
There's a
insanity.
Whole show on Comedy Central that's specifically to mock him.
What do you mean?
The opposition with Jordan Klepper.
Oh, but they create their own content.
But it's 100% just mocking Alex Jones. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a fake Alex Jones.
Right.
So, yeah.
But I just mean, like, people paste his clips, like, show his clips to be like,
how
crazy
they
are. And I think he knows this, so it's like, I almost feel like we're playing into exactly what he wants.
No, but I don't think so. I think he does it because he's always known that this is all bullshit. Like from the
right, but so like we're playing this, and his hope is that like, oh, we're laughing at it, but of our listeners, there might be a select few that are gullible enough to be like, hey, fuck those guys.
I think it's not as much that as he just knows that us mocking him doesn't hurt him in any way.
Right. Okay.
He's not losing any listeners.
With that said, this is a wonderful, like, I burst out laughing.
All this is a societal wrecking ball to destroy any semblance of normality, any semblance of basic human biology that you...
Now, I want to point out, like, I didn't even set up this clip. It doesn't even need set. Like, that first 8 seconds... could be any Alex Jones.
Right, that's why it doesn't need setting up, because he could be talking about anything.
It gets specific.
You see in the bees, and you see in the birds, and you see in the pinnipeds, and you see in all the other major species of otters, and of mice, and of cows, and of horses, and of everything else, ladies and gentlemen.
He got fatigued there with
we all
they don't see them out telling pachyderms that it's sexist that there's a male bull and a female cow. Elephants.
Huh?
But again, imagine if somebody in a demon outfit showed up next to a baby.
So I think he's saying like there's specific gender roles in other in other animals.
Yes, there are. Okay.
But also we have more intelligence than these other animals.
Yeah, animals don't wear clothes and they lick their own assholes.
Yeah, and also
they at least know to lick other people's assholes.
There's also been proven homosexuality in animals. So, the title of this is Alex Jones loses it over drag queens reading books to children.
Well, the point of we are different from animals because we have consciousness.
Well,
that's why we do things differently from animals. It's not like. You know, we also don't, like, go and just rip other human beings to shreds like animals do to other animals. All right. That's considered outside the normal society.
Yes.
We don't just trap food in the street and eat it. You know, we do things differently.
Yeah. So he's angry about drag queens reading to kids. But so this is his argument here.
Demon outfit showed up next to a baby giraffe and said, "Hi, I'm a demon. Be inclusive. Don't be mean to me. Let me wear demon horns and come up and look like a."
So now it's a photo of a drag queen with just like horns on her head, and she looks like pretty festive.
Oh, like he photoshopped?
No, it does not look photoshopped.
Is it anyone we know?
It looks like
one of the wrestling podcast queens.
Now, where did this occur?
Well,
they were like, what he's angry about. Is this actually, did this happen?
This
somewhere?
Is some sort of, I think this is like a public service, like a public service.
At the library or something.
Yeah. Where drag queens dress up as like a Halloween costume, Halloween drag and read Halloween stories to children.
Seems nice.
You're breaking demons! To the children!
I'd be more scared that they see Alex Jones.
Exactly. It's like, children have imaginations. They could imagine what's going on here.
Were the children surprised by this, or did their parents know what they were taking them to?
I would assume the parents knew what they were taking them to.
So then what's the
fuck? They're just as bad, people!
Well, let's hear.
They're complicit.
Let's hear them flip out a little.
Be inclusive. Don't be mean to me. Let me wear demon horns and come up.
Can you go back a little bit before that? Because he said something about a baby giraffe that I didn't understand. Not that playing it again will help, probably.
Somebody in a demon outfit showed up next to a baby giraffe and said, "Hi, I'm a demon. Be inclusive. Don't be mean to me. Let me wear demon horns."
So she's saying this to the giraffe?
She's saying it to the giraffe.
Hey, Mr. Giraffe, you be nice to me.
Now, what if a cisgender man with a suit on said,
"Yeah,
that
Alex, Jones, what if you show up to a giraffe and we're like, hey, be nice to me, be inclusive?"
I think the giraffe would stampede you because you're yelling at it, not because you're dressed like a fucking demon.
So, no, the giraffe.
If I did that, the giraffe would say back to me, "Thank you, Alex Jones, for respecting traditional gender roles like nature intended." And come up and look like a complete alien from another planet. Let a space alien. And by the way, this is a program. They dress up like space aliens all over the United States and all over the world. I told you. In horrible demon psychopath outfits that make Pennywise.
So, like, this outfit couldn't look more playful. This drag queen looks like a clown.
Also, isn't he just describing Halloween in general?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I feel like
you know what?
And
this year, in Trump's America, mm-hmm. I've seen two or three right-wing articles about how Halloween has gotten too satanic. It's too crazy. Like
I've seen
like,
it for
like,
years since Bush.
Put your disgusting decorations away. Like it's
satanic.
The satanic decoration. Yeah, this is
a celebration of demons and Satan.
Yeah. It's like yeah, that's why it's great.
But it's the same. Halloween is the same thing in reverse as Christmas.
Exactly. And these are the same people that are like, you have to say Merry Christmas.
Right, exactly.
You know, you have to say it. Like, it's not Happy Halloween.
Jesus is good and Satan is bad. So
right. Yeah. They what I'm saying is they both had an original purpose, and that purpose has been totally bastardized by commercialism.
Yeah.
So kids going and trick-or-treating has nothing to do with Satan whatsoever.
Yeah. Well,
the candy companies.
Oh.
That's who.
Wow.
Kit Kats are poisoning the children.
I mean, they
really
are. And
they're our sponsor.
Oops. Kit Kats are great.
I want some Kit Kats now.
They really are. They're so shitty.
What?
Like, European Kit Kats are
so much better.
They have actual chocolate in them. There's
European Euro trash.
Americans
are delicious.
I will say I am a total shitty chocolate snob.
Okay.
Because American chocolate, it's been so deregulated, there's no milk in it.
There's just bugs, crushed up bugs for coloring.
I don't know that far. But it's not, there's no milk. It's just cocoa powder and
sugar
and chemicals made to reproduce the flavor that milk brings you. So
this is all disinformation.
Fuck you. Eat the chocolate. Eat those good.
You going to buy it for me?
I'll bring some good chocolate.
Chunk of penny bags. You get the chocolate for
spend
me.
Spend $2 on your chocolate as opposed to 50 cents for that bullshit.
You know what else is in Kit Kats?
No.
Maybe.
I'll lick it up.
You don't
but
know.
You know, I can't eat Nerds anymore because they
use... don't want to eat you either.
They're too busy playing World of Warcraft.
I can't eat Gobstoppers anymore.
Wow, what are these candies that you're eating?
What year
stay away from the Wonka family of candies.
You can't because the food coloring, like one of the color agents is called Carmine, and that is literally crushed up bugs.
Hey, what are you trying to say over here? I'm Carmine. You got a problem with me? Oh, I'm crushed up bugs? Fuck you. You're crushed up bugs. How you feel about that?
You're just a bunch of condensed roaches into a color concentrate.
How about this? You're condensed roaches. How about that? Carmine, you're just saying what I think to you.
No. Let me tell you something. You're just saying what I'm saying back to me. You understand?
No, I know that doesn't make sense, Kyle.
No, you don't make sense. I'm done. I'm Carmine, the guy who just repeats back things that you say to him. My new character.
I can't go along with it.
No, I can't go along with it. You understand? I can't go along with it. I've had it up to here.
Okay, Carmine.
Well, I just want to play the rest of this clip.
No, I just want to play the rest of this clip. Where is it? All right, you do it.
Like space aliens all over the United States and all over the world. I told you. In horrible, demon, psychopath outfits that make Pennywise look beautiful. And they show up.
Is he hitting on Pennywise?
So the, oh, okay,
Pennywise is beautiful. It's a well-known fact.
The it's called Drag Queen Story Hour. And apparently,
that was an original title we considered for this show.
Made it to the final.
And it's like, what the, these people providing a service, they're going and reading to kids and like, you know, showing that, hey, you know, this isn't that weird. Like,
so, hey, who are these drag queens reading books? Why? Why do you need to do that? Just wear a nice three-piece suit.
Wait, Jerry Seinfeld is alt right now?
I am alt right. They don't mind the Jew thing. They like the branding. Listen, it's not my fault that they're turning the frogs gay.
Alt right, Jerry Seinfeld.
Who likes a gay frog? They're always criticizing you for being. They're always criticizing other frogs for being the wrong shade of green. It's wrong, people.
You wouldn't just walk up to a frog and be like, I'm a demon. Except me.
All these sassy frogs jumping all around on lily pads.
I think I lapsed into Kevin Meaney at the end.
Rest in peace.
Seriously?
Their way with your children in that make Pennywise look beautiful. And they show up and they have their way with your children in demon outfits. I mean,
how do they have their way by reading children's stories to them?
You've got men that look like 400-pound goblin demons with your children.
Much like him.
You look like a fucking goblin demon.
People often accuse others of the behavior in which they are engaged.
Goblin biscuits.
What is the deal with all these SJWs on college campuses?
Why?
That actually is Jerry Seinfeld. That's not even all three Jerry Seinfeld.
Okay, there you go.
Perfect. Demons. With your children, there's nothing you all put up with. There isn't a species on the planet that would let something
like
400...
this is him playing it up now.
This is beyond parody. I feel like if I just, it won't be as funny if I say that now.
Goblin demons with your children. There's nothing you all put up with. There isn't a species on the planet that would let something that looks like a space alien get up close to its kids. But only in America does it happen. And I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it right now. I can't handle it more.
Through a chair.
He has taken the leap from, like, if I can use an analogy, he used to be the National Enquirer, and now he's the Weekly World News. He used to have a veneer, although it was bullshit, he had a veneer of being a respectable journalist. Like, that's what he was aiming for.
Uh-huh.
Like, we are an alternate news channel, and we expose things. Now he's just...
Well,
like,
clearly, like, once Trump won the election, he's like, all right, anything goes at this point.
Well, I
might as well,
well
I disagree with you. I think he's still presenting it as if it's real. He's not presenting it like Weekly World News has... Like
bat
boy, like it's like okay, this is
and Alex Jones says people smell like sulfur or lizard people.
But he's serious.
But
like,
I'm saying he added this clip. I mean, he wouldn't have done this 12 months ago, where he's like, like he starts flipping things up. That's new. I'm sorry. I think what happened is Trump won, and it's like you can't. He lost some like part of the well that he goes to, which is. Like, Trump can't get elected because of the media.
Conspiracy.
And, you know, now
there's no enemy anymore. The globalists have been stopped.
You
got to
dig deeper for outrage.
He could have gone one of two ways. Either, Trump won, now he's part of the establishment, which is what a lot of actual Trump supporters have done that have turned on him. Or just elevate it to, like, you know, well, Trump is in, but they're still trying to take him down.
The deep state.
He's a nut. But I'm saying he had to because he lost that, like, he lost one, like, arrow in his quiver.
Yes.
He had to go to, you know, being over the top nuts now.
Yeah.
Like, he's doing the gas face.
You play that last thing again.
All this is a societal get up close to its kids, but only in America does it happen, and I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it right now. I can't handle it anymore.
Okay.
Third base.
So they cut away from it, which makes me feel like it was a sound effect, because there's no way he would destroy his own studio.
Oh, yeah, that part.
Well, they cut away from it because he probably cracked up laughing the second the cameras were off.
Yeah, they were cutting to commercial or whatever.
Did you get that? Did you get that? Was that good?
America doesn't happen, and I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it right now. I can't handle it more.
One day, somebody who works for InfoWars is gonna like do a tell-all about the bullshit that goes on behind the scenes.
There was an article last year about how he knows what he's doing. How like it was like his right-hand man quit not too long ago.
His right-hand man, Bannon.
Hmm. That's worth reading. Also, I read that Breitbart's hits have gone down. A lot since Trump got elected, because
they were relying on outrage.
Yeah,
there's not as much rage.
When I hear Bannon, I think of like a Quinn Martin production.
Bannon,
like, you know, an old 70s detective.
Yeah,
Bannon epilogue.
Kojak.
There's been like so many names like that Kojak in this, like Manafort.
Manafort.
Paul Manafort.
Next week on Manafort.
Wait a minute. Who's colluding with the Russians? Manafort!
Sounds like the estate that the people in Dynasty lived on. Meet me this weekend at Manafort.
Manafort Vineyards.
Oh, my God.
I think no one knows what we're talking about at this point, but that's for us.
Yeah. Well, they're doing a new Dynasty.
Oh, is that right?
They're doing like a
reboot. I think I did read that somewhere.
There's like ads for it everywhere.
DVR on that shit, Robbo?
It's on CW. No, I don't have a DVR.
At the time, even hidden.
I watched it with my mom.
Mm-hmm. Really?
A wee elementary school aged boy.
You know, you watch what your mother watches. That's
so Dorito just sent the link to young Alex Jones. I almost don't believe this. He looks like he looked like he took up bodybuilding.
He used to work out. I thought we talked about this already.
I didn't know he was like, he looked like this.
No, he was ripped.
Would
that's
you hit
the
that?
Truth.
He looks like.
He looks like I give you a shoulder massage.
The from Rocky Horror,
the Rocky Horror guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tim Curry.
No.
The guy that he
created as Frankenstein.
The Frankenstein creator.
He created a love slave.
Like, oh.
Yeah.
And it was just a muscle bound.
Okay.
This is what he's not just wearing, you know, whatever.
He looks date rapey as fuck.
He looks so date. I was gonna say that too. Like it totally fits the type of attitude he has now.
Yep.
It makes sense. The type of person.
When he takes his shirt off, he looks like a guy that used to work out and got flabby as shit.
Yeah. Well, also, there's that before and after photo of him when he's selling some sort of supplement, and it just looks like him before he went to the tanner and him after he went to the tanner.
Otherwise, it's exactly the same.
Otherwise, there's no difference.
And also, he's sucking it in.
Oh, and he's sucking it in, of course.
This is all disinformation.
And maybe he like trimmed his chest hair a little bit to make it look like there was a weight.
Or he shaved it into cubes in his ass. Is that what he's like?
You mean you don't do that?
I shaved it in a pex. Play that. I want to do a mashup. Play that.
Coming right in.
All this is a societal wreck. Goblin demons with your children.
Goblin demons.
You all put up with. There isn't a species on the planet that would let something that looks like a space alien get up close to its kids. But only in America does it happen. And I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it right now. I can't handle it more.
You better get your ass in this water. I feel like I'm going to be electrocuted.
I love it right now.
I guess he has ALS, or he just got the ice bucket challenge dumped on him. Sounds like the Tasmanian devil.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, what a schmuck. What a colossal schmuck.
Yep.
Yes, I agree.
If there's anyone in this audience who like is sort of on the fence, maybe
you like some of the things Alex Jones says and you think he's – go to the douche side. He's a douche. Please, we implore you. If you like the sensibilities of our show and we make you laugh, then please be opposed to Alex Jones. Well, of course, you know, have an open mind and everything, but just know that that makes you a douche.
Is part of a 14-minute clip. Because in the related video, like this is from Right Wing Watch, this video that we just saw. But in the related, it's the Alex Jones channel with the headline, "Cross-Dressing Demon Speaks at Michelle Obama Library." And it's a 15-minute clip.
Now, you can never tell with him. Is he actually saying that that's a demon? Or is it like she looks like a demon?
It's probably both. It's probably like they're dressed like demons, but because of their lifestyle, they also are demons.
But he also has said literally some people are demons from the other dimension that came through a time rip or something.
How do his fans like parse through what like what is entertainment?
Heavy hallucinogens.
And what is like, no, this is him reporting fact. You know what I mean?
It's like reading the Bible. How do you know which part is to be taken seriously and which part is, you know, oh, they didn't really mean slavery. It's, you know, flowery language.
We had that listener who said he was going to call in who listens to us and the Alex Jones show.
Oh.
He failed. He never came through. Very upset. We'd love to know what you find similar between our two shows.
Oh, he said that? I didn't know he said that.
Maybe we just play some of the clips.
Wasn't
he got confused.
I don't remember if he said he found us similar.
I don't remember that part.
I think he just listens to both.
No, I'm not saying he said that we were similar. Yeah. I'm just saying how could it be that one person's interests.
Oh, well, that's. How could one person like death metal and Chromeo?
Well, he doesn't like death metal anymore.
No, that's true.
Not
there
true.
You go.
I'm kidding.
That's probably.
I'm probably a little warmer on Chromeo. Oh. Or colder on Chromeo.
So there's how somebody could like Alex Jones.
Chromeo
of music.
That is a false
equivalent.
I will say, just to be devil's advocate, I think we are more opposed to Alex Jones than those two art forms are.
Sure.
Maybe he just likes to like abuse himself.
I will say, like, there is something, you know, I feel like we're
like hate watching.
Raunchy. And I feel like raunchiness is very much something that people on the right enjoy.
Yeah, possible. But here's my theory. I think that we are very funny. And people with different politics than us overlook it because we're funny. Entertaining.
Well, I mean, those are all truths.
Everybody loves a clown.
Yeah.
So why don't you?
When we make fun of things that they believe in, they just post misspelled comments on the livecast page to complain to us.
I like you guys, but, you know, it's wrong. Incorrect.
Wrong.
Actually.
That's good. Actually.
Is it really 9 o'clock? Holy shit.
Time flies.
I know.
Do we have any emails, voicemails, Rob?
We did get an email.
A he-mail. Or a she-mail.
I think she-mail is an inappropriate term.
Yeah,
that
is inappropriate. Anybody likes that term, no.
What if the person uses it themselves, though? Is that like the person saying the N-word? Is
and
that,
I'm saying it differently.
Is that okay?
Yeah, it's totally okay.
On RuPaul's Drag Race, they used to use that term. You got she-mail.
But that's different. That they're not... They're
but they don't
cross-cut.
Anymore. They don't
yeah,
say
right. Because the trans community was affected.
Yeah.
But
why
a trans
is it different
person,
though?
Because they're not trans. They're cross-dressers.
It's like a pun, you know.
Yeah. Well, they're not saying that you know, that RuPaul is, you know, the end of the world. But it's just like, hey, could you not? You're an ally.
Mm-hmm.
Could you not perpetuate this? Like I imagine trans women.
They were just saying Ishmael the whole time.
Oh, I got it. That's a joke.
Okay.
Well, our hate mail this week is from
Take
Devin.
Take it easy, Rob. Darren said we were funny.
No, I was just explaining why. I take it back. No.
What? What? I have jokes that don't go over, too. I wasn't picking on anybody.
I'm exhaling heavily.
I'm not the funniest of the bunch.
Oh,
okay.
No. Now you're taking it in a bad direction.
That'll be the poll tomorrow. Who's the funniest of the bunch?
I don't want
to. I'm going to come out last. That's
we're
fine.
All a team.
Well, that's also sexism because men are innately funnier than
actually, I mean, no. When you're not around, all we do is talk about how funny you are and the other women are. at the office.
We're Sid talking about that funny bone.
We have an
how hot it looks.
Sid has an Excel spreadsheet.
Yes.
You made the same joke twice in one week.
Well, Sid would have that Excel spreadsheet.
If only I knew how to do spreadsheets.
I'd like to show you.
Oh, thank you.
Also, I want to say Noah's doing things like adjusting volumes and stuff while we're doing this show. So none of us are doing that. We're all focusing on jokes.
No. Everybody does something else besides the show.
Well, Sid's not doing anything.
Yeah. No,
checking his fantasy.
He's taking notes.
Twitter. No,
what
I'm not taking
on
taking?
What pants you wear.
Those Jordache.
Well, the hate mail that we got was from Devin, and you can send us hate mail all week long.
Devin wouldn't send hate
mail. We love hearing from our listeners. Hate mail is a fun little term we use for feedback. We'd love to hear your feedback. Email hate mail at metalinjection.net.
Now, is it M-A-L-E at metalinjection.net? Hate mail that way or the other way?
Why are you making this confusing? Yes, hate mail, like mail, like
M-A-I-L.
Email.
Okay.
Not like the gender which three of us identify as.
Okay.
Noah.
Just making sure.
Well,
spell it out for people.
Hate mail, metalinjection.net. You could also send us
hate mail
at metalinjection.net.
Thank you.
And you could also send us a voice memo to that email address so you can hear your voice if you don't feel like typing. Or use the SpeakPipe widget on the episode page.
That's the ultimate in sloth right there. The just laziness. Like, why would you... I don't feel like typing out 200 words.
Well, yeah. Also, you can express yourself more properly.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes...
Yeah.
Sometimes the way I read something might not be the way they intended it to be. Red.
Or you might just mispronounce words. Or
yeah. Hey, guys.
Trouble.
It's Devin. Hope you're all doing well. Wanted to congratulate Noah on getting her blue belt in BJJ.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you.
Aw.
And I'm... See, like, what if I read it like this? I'm proud of you.
We're so proud.
And I'm sure you'll continue to... kick ass and do great things.
Should be crying at the end of the voicemail.
Also, kicking ass is not allowed in BJJ.
Right.
You have
to roll
around on ass. Wrap the legs around the ass. Bring it down to submission, right?
We did get a comment on last week's episode that there is a form of BJJ that allows, or there's a form of jujitsu that allows for strikes. It's called combat jujitsu, I believe.
Oh,
I thought all, like, not all, I should say, I thought originally, like, the classical jujitsu allows strikes. That's
probably
what I thought.
Maybe,
and the variants are
maybe
the ones
in the Vale Tudo. That was like the first, like before UFC and all that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they had. They had like fighters from around the world get into a ring and use their martial art against each other. Mm-hmm. And that's where jujitsu was first victorious, where people started like noticing, like, holy moly.
Isn't that blood sport?
No, there's a great documentary called Choke. If anyone's really interested in all that, just watch it.
It's about
on
the Yankees?
I understand that.
Okay, the rest of the email, please. A normal Rob voice.
I'm proud of you, and I'm sure you'll continue to kick ass and do great things.
Thanks.
I'm seeing the Black Dahlia murder, suffocation, decrepit birth,
cool.
Necra, and Worm Witch in Omaha, Nebraska. He's probably close to Guillermo. Where did Guillermo move? In Omaha, and I'm super stoked about it. That's a fun show. Black Dahlia Murders, always fun live. That's me saying, not Devin. Back to Devin. Wanted to know if you guys have seen the show Stranger Things, and if so, what do you think? I recently got into it, and I'm excited for season 2. Sending hugs and love to you all. Raba, Darren, Sydney, Noah, Bruno, Lola, Christina, Jennifer, and everyone else that's part of the podcast family.
Darren, how do you feel about him sending hugs and kisses to Jennifer?
He always sends her, like, you know, Facebook messages and stuff. How are you doing? You know.
Yeah.
So
he's
cool.
A very caring person.
I don't take offense. I perceive absolutely no romantic interest there.
Okay.
Just being friendly.
I have seen Stranger Things.
90 seconds.
And I loved it. And I'm also looking forward to season 2.
It's Friday.
Yeah, I'm a big fan as well. It's really hitting that nostalgia bone.
Yeah, and I got on the bandwagon late, but I'm glad
you
I did.
Wanted to hit your bone?
Is your nostalgia bone below the desk at work?
Is your nostalgia bone touching the desk? Bottom of the desk.
Is it wood? Let's just do the first hour over again.
No, you're wood.
No, you're wood. And I said it first. You're touching my nostalgia bone.
No, I really liked Stranger Things, and I really liked, I felt like the payoffs were good, because the build up in the first half of the season was very good. I was worried that it wouldn't match, but it was good, and I'm curious where they take it in the next season.
Yeah.
Darren, did you watch it? Do you like
it? I did. I liked it a lot. I thought, unlike you, I thought the ending was a little anticlimactic, I would say. Not terrible. I enjoyed it still. I thought that well, should I give spoilers or not?
No,
I think it's fine.
I don't know.
Spoiler alert, if you'd like to.
Yeah, we're wrapping
stop
up
the stream
after this anyway.
Go ahead.
I just thought the monster was like a bit of a letdown. It was very cheesy and shitty looking.
Oh, well, I mean, that's kind of what I expected a cheesy monster.
The monsters, it's almost always, when there's that much build up to a monster, the reveal is almost always disappointing.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
But the story was fun.
I think they could have done a better job. And I'm being very nitpicky because I love this show, so I don't take it as, you know, shitting on it. But I feel like less is more when that kind of situation,
mm-hmm.
like
mm-hmm.
you could have shown, made it much more creepy by showing the monster less.
Also true. Right. And also, keep in mind, I don't think Netflix expected that show to be that big of a deal, so
right.
the budget probably wasn't that huge.
Mm-hmm.
So I bet, like, special effects-wise and all that is, like, 10 times more impressive this
yeah.
season.
And I don't know if that's good or bad, because I feel like that when that happens, you get a lot of CGI stuff.
Yeah.
And that's almost always horrible.
Well, I think they're conscious of the retro vibe of the show, and
that's
feel like
good.
Even with a greater budget, they would try to stay true to that.
The reviews have been pretty good from what I've read for the new season.
I hope Barb is okay, even though she's dead.
She's referenced. From what I heard, the writers clearly heard the Barb criticisms from last season and try to make up for it this year.
It's weird that they just assumed they could kill off a character and people wouldn't be invested in
it. Yeah, they made a mistake with the writing.
Especially with the costuming. Like, she looked so memorable with those glasses.
Yeah.
Like, how do you not forget her? Also, she was there to help her friend.
Yeah.
How do you forget her, you mean?
Yeah.
They had the blind spot, but, like, I don't know. It's almost always bad when TV writers listen to the criticism from the fans and react to it some way. So you got to tune that shit out.
Mm-hmm.
Don't acknowledge you made a mistake. Just plow ahead with your fucking story, man. It ruined Lost.
Hmm.
Or part of it, that is what ruined Lost. And, yeah, just... I don't want to feel like I know better than you.
See, there's where you're wrong. It's not that their instincts were better. They had no instincts. They didn't know where it was going with Lost. So they were just like, oh, what do the fans want?
All
right, well,
but then the fans, they had all these ideas and then they had to respond and be like, oh no, that's not what it is. And
right.
we know what it was. Just then they had like locked themselves into these different things that
mm-hmm.
if they had just shut up and done what the fuck they wanted to do, they wouldn't have to.
But I think it's just such a weird case because it's the one show that I can think of. Maybe there's others. I don't know, but where they really literally had nowhere to go with it. I think when it was just a single season thing that they didn't know if they were going to be renewed, they had an ending in mind. Right?
You mean for Lost?
For Lost.
Okay.
They had an ending in mind, which was the island is purgatory.
Okay. Yeah.
And you go there, you did something shitty in the world, you wound up on this plane, and you're now on purgatory, and you have to work out whatever the shit you know. And so they were writing towards that. But 3 episodes in, somebody guessed it online, and they were like, oh, no, it's not purgatory. And then the next thing that happened was that they got renewed for a second season.
Yeah.
So those two things together, that's when they added the fucking hatch, and that's when they added Dharma Initiative.
Yeah.
And then they just kept branching out from that with nowhere to fucking go. And then guess what happened at the end? It's fucking purgatory.
Yeah.
And then they go, but they still tried to hold.
They would say not technically.
Yeah, they said, no, it's not purgatory, guys. It's just an island where people wander and work out their issues. And there's a guy who did something really bad and killed a person to save his son. And now he's a ghost and wanders around the island and can't leave. But it's totally not purgatory.
Yeah. See, if they had just shut up and ignored the guesses and whatever and just done their show,
yep,
it would have been fine. I mean, it was still mostly very entertaining.
I agree. I think, but see, the thing is, it was entertaining fluff.
Yeah.
It was a good show if you turn your fucking brain off. But they discourage you from turning your brain off because
fed into the theorizing and all of that.
They had a podcast, an hour-long podcast after every episode that said, what does this mean?
What does this
jar on the back shelf of this scene mean? Could that mean this? I don't know. And they would just drag. And it was that in and of itself was entertaining. That was a big reason why a lot of people watched that show. And it was so disingenuous.
Yeah.
And not true. I don't blame the writers at all for that, by the way. I think the writers were not told where they were going until a certain point in each season, and they had to write towards that.
So who do you blame?
The showrunners.
Okay.
Carlton Cusin. I know they wrote some of the episodes, but I mean the writing staff.
Yeah.
You know?
But when I say write, I sort of include the whole, just like basically the showrunners.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Well,
Damon Lindelof has since redeemed himself. The Leftovers was fantastic.
So
Carlton Hughes,
I didn't like
The
Leftovers. I tried watching it.
What did you? When did you watch?
From the first season.
Did you watch the second season?
No, because I didn't enjoy the.
I really liked the first season, but a lot of people hated the first season, and universally, pretty much second and third season, everybody liked. But I even liked the first season.
I was looking at
some minority with that.
Some articles and got into that rabbit hole of clicking things, and I wound up reading an article about The Leftovers.
Okay.
And the article was judging the show at all, but it was saying that it was widely panned the way it ended.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't.
And I'm it's only one source.
I thought
saying,
it was fantastic.
I'm not saying it's true, and I've never seen the show. So I'm not. But that's
no,
the
I
impression
really
I
it.
Got.
It was sort of like Damon Lindelof trying to pay for all his lost sins by doing. There were definitely a lot of similarities in story and like different plot points, but just like if he could do it over again and not create this monster.
You can totally spoil it for me. I don't care.
It's
never
too, it's too batshit crazy to spoil. There's a million different things going on that show.
Okay.
it's impossible to spoil.
Did you watch it?
No, I never, I didn't watch. I have a protest against Damon Lindelof and Carlton
Cruise
because
so
I invested so much time into Lost, and I had my hopes up so much, and I was so let down. Never again!
Yeah.
And I was roped into seeing something that I didn't know he was involved with.
What?
Somehow, because I was
Prometheus, right?
Prometheus.
Which I did like. Oh, Prometheus.
I
did like.
I hated that movie.
I didn't like it either.
I was I didn't look at anything about the movie because I was trying to avoid spoilers because I love the Alien franchise.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize that he fucking wrote it. And if I had known that, I wouldn't have gone seen it. So
Did it hit you halfway through? Like, wait a minute.
No, honestly, I don't know how I found out. I don't think I didn't see his name in any credits or anything. I guess I found out afterward because it wasn't during the movie, but I didn't like
it. I found out during the credits, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was like, when I was just letting the movie hit me, and then the credits were rolling, and it's like written by Damon. I'm like, oh,
and it does make sense.
Yeah,
once you see how the movie unfolds.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's any similarities between that and The Leftovers. Clearly, he's got like certain themes that he needs to hit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a whole thing in The Leftovers where the main character's dad goes to Australia, which happened in Lost, and I'm just like, it was fine. Like, I wasn't mad about it, but it's just like that's such a specific thing to have in both of your TV shows. Like, why? What is it about dads going to Australia that David Lindelof is so fixated on? It's like weird. But once again, I love that show. Leftovers is great.
Prometheus 2. They go to a faraway planet called Australia. There's a bunch of dad stuff in that movie too. And it's like and it's also like an allegory for dad being a dad, like the father.
Also,
the
wasn't there immediately some like unknown thing that like everyone talked about, but they wouldn't say what it is? Like, he immediately sets up sort of mystery that doesn't end up being solved.
Like, I don't know what you're.
I forget what it was. I just
there's
remember
a lot of dangling plot points.
Yeah, I just remember exactly. Like, I was like, oh, and this, and I'm like, oh, that's totally a David Lindelof. But that said, I'm such a sucker for the Alien franchise that it overcame whatever. Did you see the sequel to Prometheus? I forget what was that. Oh, that was like Alien Resurrection, or what was it?
I didn't see it. Alien Resurrection is the Alien 4.
No. Then that wasn't it. But that the sequel was very much like a tribute band writing an original song that sounds like the band that they're covering.
Oh, yeah.
So it was like a tribute to the first Alien movie. It was like very like the pacing was exactly the same, the tenseness. And I think we've talked about this before. The first Alien movie is one of my all-time favorite movies. I've never felt more uncomfortable with a movie. And
you went with your boss to a movie and started rubbing your shoulders. You feel pretty uncomfortable no matter what movie.
Keep your dick under the seat.
It somewhat recreated that feel. Like, obviously, it wasn't nearly as good, but it hit all the points. With that, we're going to wrap things up. We're going to be back next week, and we're going to be on Sunday.
Rob already has his Chinese food menu up. Yeah. I just want to say.
We're going to be back this week. Just
no,
the end
Sunday
of this
is
week.
The first day of the next week.
Yeah,
Sunday
is
day number
what
one.
What kind of calendar are you looking at?
All right.
He's
work
on the Jewish
calendar.
Sunday is part of the weekend, though, right?
Yes.
Not the week beginning.
Right. Saturday is the beginning of the weekend.
Yes.
And Sunday is the end of the weekend and the start of the
Once
new
Sunday
week.
Is over, it's the end of the weekend.
It's the transition day.
So it's a
That
trans-
ends the previous week
it's
and starts the new week.
Sunday is a trans day is what you're saying? I don't think it's
don't
your place.
Don't pigeonhole it.
Actually, what he's saying wouldn't be trans. It would be a hermaphrodite.
It would be. You know what? It's,
right? It's both.
It's asexual. It does not. It does not.
No, it's not true. It's both. You're
right.
Saying it's
the
weekend
and the beginning.
You're right.
Asexual. Asexual would be if there was an eighth day that was between Sunday and Monday.
No, that's a. Okay.
That would be a week. A weakest.
All right. We're going to get out of here. We're going to. So,
Sunday.
Episode on
Sunday.
Sunday.
Keep up with our social media. We'll always tell you the day we do the show there. Facebook.com/metalinjectionlivecast/MILivecast. Please, if you use the Apple Podcast app, give us a review on there. 5 stars. That'd be nice.
Everywhere.
That'd be
just,
nice.
Just give us a nice review, please. Give
yes, please.
Nice
tell your
it.
Mom about us.
Yes.
How many
reviews
friends?
Do we have on there? We have a good amount
of good ones.
Yeah.
Not enough, though.
Now
we're
going to go
more.
To some more.
Some more recent
tell
ones.
Your
Rebbe. Nice.
Tell your therapist.
Proctologist.
Tell your jerk-off barber.
Yes.
Next time you get sexually harassed, tell that person. That's your response when they ask if you want to fuck. Just be like, well, check out the Metal Injection Livecast first, and then I'll see.
I like that.
And then you tell them you don't want to fuck.
And then
but get them to download
when they
first.
Look down at their phone, you run away.
Yes. Once you see that they've hit the download button.
All right.
No.
And subscribe.
Yes.
Make them subscribe to us.
You think you know me.
All right. We'll see you next week.
On this day, I see clearly.
Okay. Sid is a guy who is just delusional, okay?
You're welcome.
I'm talking about sex, talking about pee-pee. So just trying to be shocking. This is all disinformation.
Who are you? Stop us!
A trait. A trait. It's a brainy trait.
Abortion, bestiality, premature ejaculation, thoughts. Breastfeeding and thoughts. Thoughts. Irishmen who drink. Thoughts. Abortion, breastfeeding, and thoughts.
Dirty dick. You put these blowjobs in my card game.
He's getting a old asshole.
A gay. Virtue signal.
They're pyro.
Precious. Okay. You don't know me.
And what the sad thing is like when you do read comments, I read this one guy,
it's getting old, assholes.